This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Next week, Marketplace is kicking off a new series that takes a further look at our nation's infrastructure problems, so stay tuned. In the meantime, if you're job hunting, here's an interesting classified. President Obama is going to be looking for a new Librarian of Congress. Upside or maybe downside, it's basically a lifetime gig. In the over 200 years the library's been around, there have only been 13 librarians. You'll have to learn your way around the stacks of the world's biggest library and be a little techie, too. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
The Librarian of Congress has to wear a few hats. You're head of the Library of Congress, of course, and of its components, like the Congressional Research Service. The guy leaving the job, James Billington, has been there for almost 30 years. Some say he stayed too long, didn't let the library change with the times.
Go in the place. I've spent time in the stacks, and it can be frightening.
That's Chris Deering, a professor of political science at George Washington University. He says many of the books in those frightening stacks need to be digitized. A recent government study says the outgoing librarian, Billington, dragged his feet on that and generally let the library fall behind technologically.
It's got one foot in the 19th century and one foot tepidly in the 21st century. And so it probably needs to bring both feet into the 21st century.
So President Obama will be looking to appoint someone with some technical chops. Suzanne Thorin is the former dean of the library at Syracuse University.
A person doesn't have to be a technologist. A person needs to get a team of people who know about technology.
Okay, so you can't be a Luddite. You also have to be someone with stature who can stand up to Congress and defend the library's budget. You don't want someone who's part of the political machine. Paul Light teaches public service at New York University.
If it's a hack from Hacksville, meaning a political appointee who has earned his or her stripes through loyal political service to the President of the United States, that's an easier target.
But Light says the Library of Congress job isn't as politicized as other political appointee jobs. He says likely candidates might be university presidents, heads of major tech companies. So if you qualify, send in your resume. Hey, you never know, right? In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.